This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Great to be with you today. I remember someone saying once that he didn't attend church anymore because there weren't many other men in the congregation. It was mainly women and children. Now, I've thought about that comment. I've been troubled by it, I must say. And of course, that's not always the case. In some churches, there are plenty of men in the congregation. I don't have the figures or statistics to help me, but how many? But it does make me ask the question, why don't more men go to church or become involved in Christian ministry? After all, men need Jesus as well. And sometimes us men say, I don't need church, it's for old ladies. Now, that's very unfair. It's not correct to say that. For some men, going to church is really the last thing they would do, unless it was for a wedding or funeral. And so is the problem here a search for identity? Do men think about God and the Christian faith anymore? Do they ask questions that go beyond their work or sport? And I'm sure they do. And the problem has been the lack of focus for men to consider Jesus as a real saviour, not a weak Jesus who's there for women only and little children. And I guess what I'm talking about here is a masculine Jesus. After all, what do us men want out of life? I believe we're looking for a saviour who gives purpose and meaning to our life, who makes sense of life and what lies beyond death. And these are the big questions that need answering. It was the Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung who said this, I've treated many hundreds of patients, many of whom were in the second part of their life, he said, who are aged 35 and over. And there has not been one whose problem in the last resort was not that of finding a religious outlook on life. So it seems that men need to find principles to live by. The gospel song says, people need the Lord. That's very true. All people, men, women, boys and girls, all need the Lord. We need to find the Lord God. We need to learn his truths that give us meaning. The healing of our own mind and emotions can really only come through Jesus, the Son of God, not by some system of self-discovery or self-actualization. So us men, we need to know Jesus as Lord deep down. We need him to help us sort out who we are, how to live life to the full. The Apostle Paul, a rugged man himself, he wrote to the Colossian Christians, he said, plant your roots in Christ, let him be the foundation for your life. Be strong in your faith, just as you were taught, and be grateful. He said, don't let anyone fool you by using senseless arguments. These arguments may sound wise, but they're only human teachings. They come from the powers of this world and not from Christ. That's Colossians 2, verse 7 and 8. So with Jesus in a man's life, there's a new life and formula for meaning. God wants everyone to know Jesus as Lord. And as the Apostle Peter said, honour Christ and let him be the Lord of your life. So Jesus becomes the commander-in-chief. After all, men need God's help. There's no doubt about that. We need spiritual direction because Jesus is the Lord of all things. He needs to be given the right place in our lives. And if that doesn't happen, men will never know true fulfillment. We need Jesus to guide our daily lives, to bring order and discipline to us, to empower us in what we do. He brings power to our life. He stops us from being selfish and focused on ourselves. And when confronted with problems and issues in today's living, Jesus brings a sense of balance. I mean, it was Jesus who said, I am the light for the world. Follow me and you won't be walking in the dark. You will have the light, he said, that gives light. That's John 8, verse 12. So men who are in search of identity will find all they're looking for in Jesus. In the pagan world of Paul's time, life was very tough. And Paul was able to say very clearly, you will be saved if you honestly say Jesus is Lord. And if you believe with all your heart that God raised him from death, God will accept you and save you if you truly believe this and tell others. Lord, we know that your presence is everywhere. You're with us today because in Jesus Christ all things hold together. So Lord, save us from rushing into hasty decisions today. We want to wait and listen. Lord, I pray that we, particularly the men, us men, will have an awareness of your presence and that you will be the centre of all that happens in our life today, because I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.